Every day since creation, the same thing happens. The sun rises, the sun sets, then it happens again and again, without fail. But on one particular day, the sun rose to reveal that Jesus of Nazareth had risen from the dead. I'm Randall Jackson, pastor of the Shoto Baptist Church, and here we are again, in the dark, moments away from sunrise. Moments away from another reminder that Jesus rose from the dead. Moments away from today's installment of hope. For the next 40 minutes, Associate Pastors Dawson Giles and Corey Jackson, along with guests Kevin Lytle and Mark Rhodes, will offer hope from God's Word for this life and the life to come.
What do you build your life on? Do you put your trust in your job, money, and family? All these things are blessings that God gives us, but not something to build our life on. Everything in this life will fade away, but the only thing that will last forever is our relationship with Jesus Christ. God's Word promises us a firm foundation that we can build our life on if we put our trust and hope in Jesus. If you build your life on anything other than Jesus, when difficult times come, you will not have anything strong to stand on. Matthew 7:24-27 says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.
Today, people define hope as a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. For many people, however, this seems unattainable in their life. Many try to earn God's approval by love and by things they can do for God. But as believers, we know that if we could earn God's forgiveness, then Jesus died for nothing. Every world religion is based on one's works. If we give, act kindly to our neighbor, don't lie or steal, care for the poor, then we hope our works are good enough for God's approval. But the Bible teaches that everyone can have hope through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. Hope in Christ and Christ alone.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died,
is not only faithful to us, but He can relate with us. Jesus took on flesh and lived among us, enduring every hardship that we also endure while on this earth. Since Jesus went through temptations, death of loved ones, and rejection, He understands us and can relate with us in any circumstance that may come our way. We do not worship a dead God, but we worship a living God who desires a relationship with us. Therefore, we do not place our hope in something momentary or dead, but in Jesus Christ, who is our living hope.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. Desperation, I took
turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory. Cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Because of the cross. For many, the cross is just a piece of jewelry or decoration. At a glance, we don't see the cross as a symbol of death, but it wasn't always that way. The cross in Jesus' time was a symbol of death and suffering. Jesus gave his life on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins against God. Scripture teaches that our sin and rebellion against God earns death. But the good news is that anyone who calls on him will be saved. He laid down his life for yours and took your judgment for sin. Not everyone will trust in Jesus' work at the cross for their salvation. Matthew 7:14 says, "For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Many won't believe. Will you?
C.S. Lewis said that Jesus was either a lunatic, a liar, or Lord. He would have been perhaps a lunatic or a liar if he had died on the cross and stayed in the tomb and not risen from the dead like he said. But if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then our faith really is pointless and vain. We would be worshiping just another man that was dead and is still dead. But no, Jesus is alive today, and this changes everything. Because he rose from the dead as Lord over death, hell, and the grave, then we're all faced with a decision. Jesus is Lord no matter what your decision, but will you acknowledge him? Will you decide to repent from your sin and follow Jesus? Or will you reject him as Lord and go your own way? We all can hope and trust in Jesus because he lives.
I will cling to Everyone has chains in this life we live, things that we would love to be free from, whether they be addictions, mental or emotional struggles, relationship difficulties, we all have them. And whether a person is Christian or not, everyone struggles in this life because we are sinful, imperfect people, and we live in an imperfect world. Jesus Christ is the only one who can take away our sin and release us from the chains of bondage. No preacher, motivator, teacher, instructor, coach. There is nobody that can permanently remove our chains because we are sinful and will fall back into our sinful nature over time. We need God's unending grace every day of our living. 1 John 1:9 says it beautifully and gives us a wonderful promise. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember, my friends, no matter what chains you and I might be struggling with in this life, Jesus Christ is the chain breaker.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. Feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you feel alone, I'll need a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker.
We tend to only trust people who give us a reason to trust them. We see time and time again throughout Scripture that God keeps His promises and is faithful to His people, even when they are not faithful to Him. The same is true for us today. We've learned that we're all sinners and have earned the wage of death for our sins. The fact that you are hearing this message is an example of God's grace and faithfulness in your life. Psalm 105 says, "For the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. He was faithful then, and He is faithful now."
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see His wounds, His hands, His feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears. They laid Him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the
Thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks to Pastor Dawson Giles for preparing this message, and to Pastors Corey Jackson, Kevin Lytle, and Mark Rhodes for contributing today. We encourage you to continue to honor God by being part of a local church, and if you don't have one, Consider being our guest starting today at the Shiloh Baptist Church. We worship together on Sunday mornings at 10:45, and we bet you'll feel right at home. We pray the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you peace because he lives.